International Women's Day was first celebrated in 1911 in Germany, Austria, Denmark, and Switzerland. That's 2 years after women in America started celebrating a national day for women. In many countries, the International Day kept going and was celebrated throughout the decades. Ola Richards remembers the holiday growing up in Poland.
Oh yeah, Poland is huge about Women's Day. It's a huge deal.
They called it Women's Day for short. She says women didn't get the day off, but they were recognized. She remembers the boys giving their female teachers a flower on March 8th.
You know, just to recognize them as a hardworking woman.
Richard says it's different than getting flowers for Valentine's Day because it's not romantic in nature. It's also different than Mother's Day. She says it's to celebrate women, people like her mother, who was a single working woman. Richard says her mom received flowers for the holiday every March 8th.
It was like a special day coming home with like a bunch of flowers, and they were not flowers from some like boyfriends. They were just flowers from men that they worked with her or, you know, a neighbor. It's very important to understand that it's nothing about love. It's about respect, about appreciation.
Richard's mother worked at an outdoors program, taking teenagers into the wild, hiking and camping. Usually, Richard's went along too, out of necessity.
She's my hero, you know, single mom with two kids. She got her education and now she's a business owner and she's so independent. And I'm like, good for you, mom.
Richards came to the United States in her early 20s to work at the cannery through a student visa known as J-1. She ended up falling in love and marrying a local, Brian Richards, and moved to Petersburg permanently. She noticed that International Women's Day wasn't celebrated here. Petersburg resident Elisa Teodori noticed the same thing when she moved to Petersburg out of love for her husband, Tor Benson. Teodori grew up in Italy, where they also celebrated March 8th. She wasn't exactly aware that it was an international holiday. She thought it was just a national day for Italy.
We call it like celebration of women.
Teodori says for the holiday, women will often receive mimosa flowers, which are yellow flowers that bloom early in the spring.
It's a tradition that men in family or friends give a bouquet of these flowers to their women. Even at school, I remember our classmates, the boys, bringing to us and to the teachers flowers.
Like Richards, Teodori says the holiday is different than Valentine's Day and Mother's Day. Italy has those other holidays too.
This is just for women to celebrate all the steps, the milestones that were taken by women along history, like the right to vote, the right to for abortion, or the right to divorce, and even just the right to be considered an independent person from the man.
She says the March 8th holiday encourages girls, when they're old enough, to go out and celebrate with their girlfriends.
Just with women. So it would be an occasion to be just with your girlfriends.
Teodori says gender equality is still changing in Italy. She says in some areas, practices still exist, like not allowing young women to go out unaccompanied by a male family member, or the belief that women have to do all the house chores and take care of the children.
When I go visit Italy, one time I was talking to an aunt of mine. She was old. I was telling her that I let my husband wash the dishes, and she looked at me like shocked, and she told me, shame on you. Aren't you embarrassed of doing this? And that was just my grandparents' generation, you know?
Teodori says it would be nice for the U.S. to celebrate International Women's Day if people keep in mind the reason for it. It's not just about giving flowers. It's also about remembering the women who didn't have rights not that long ago.
It's easy to forget generation after generation. The more you go away from those hard times that the women fought for what they got.
But it might take a while to really take off in the U.S. Richard says it's become sort of a joke with her husband.
Being married to American boy, it's so funny. Every year in March, I'm like, Brian, you know, it's March 5th. You know what? It's coming.
I don't know.
I'm like, in 3 days, there's Women's Day. What I have to do again? Every year I have to remind him.
This year in Petersburg, Working Against Violence for Everyone, or WAVE, is planning an online event as a way to recognize local women. And maybe it will be the start of a new annual celebration. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.